Here's what happened this morning with Stacy and Clayton.
Not gonna lie, we've gotten a little lazy in the Croker household because of all the lying around and doing nothing. It just makes you want to lie around and do nothing
in the kitchen.
Exactly. So it's like, okay, whatever. Let's just skip the dishes. The best part about getting skip the dishes or any delivery, whatever, is the delivery person. So big shout out to these food delivery drivers who are just killing it right now. They're doing an awesome job working, and the streets haven't been great either. So there's another little added thing for you. The way they drop off the food now. Remember that scene, I want to say Indiana Jones, where he's trying to like switch the rock with the bag of sand?
It's definitely Indiana Jones.
Indiana Jones, that's what delivery drivers are doing right now with the food. They're like sneaking up to the door like they're in the Navy SEALs or something. And then they're like, and they like chuck it at the door and then run away.
It's hilarious.
Like,
it's weird. We ordered it the one time, and we always, once we see that the driver is like a minute away, we just wait at the front door so there's no awkward like doorbell ringing, what have you. And so I'm standing by the door, and I see the lady. She walks up, and she was wearing gloves, and she did. She gently placed it because, of course, you don't want them to just like throw it on your front step and run away. But she gently placed it, and then I looked at her, and I made sure that I waved to her, and I mouthed slash yelled to her, "Thank you very much." I wanted her to know that I was thankful, and she did the same thing to me. She's like, "You're welcome." Well,
it's always so funny. Like they approach the house so cautiously, you know? They're like, okay. Again, they're taking like tiptoe steps and they're like sneaking up on your house. And then when they leave the food, it's like they're Donovan Bailey in 1998 running back to their car. They're like, "Ah!" Another movie reference, Holy Grail, Monty Python.
Yes.
Yeah, remember the bunny that goes and chews all the heads off?
So
run away! That's basically what delivery drivers are doing. We have to give a shout out to the mayor of Lanigan.
Okay.
Mayor Seabrick. I hope I'm saying that correctly here. The mayor of Lanigan, he sent out this town notice to all the residents of Lanigan. A little memo, if you will. Basically, given the details of what's going on with the COVID-19 situation in town, he kind of compared it to being Rider Nation's 13th man. You know how Rider fans always like to brag, we're the 13th man at Mosaic Stadium, you know?
That we need to step up?
That's what the mayor is kind of saying. We need to be the 13th man when it comes to this COVID-19 thing. We need to step up. We're a part of the team. We're all in this together. Yada, yada, yada. Now, an important part to remember here, this is an official memo from the mayor, okay? Official from the town of Lanigan.
Oh, God, what's going
to
happen?
I'm just going to read you a line here, okay? And sorry, Mom, if you're listening. Our appeal to you is, don't be a dumbass. Be the 13th man on the field of defense as we all fight to overcome this dreadful disease. I have a new man crush, and it's on the mayor of Lanigan, Saskatchewan.
Wow.
He's using dumbass. He's pulling a Red Foreman in an official letter to all the residents of Lanigan. Love it. Like,
sometimes you feel like you need to just, you know, be real about things.
Well, that's the thing, too. So many times, mayors of cities or towns, they try to be professional, which they should be, obviously, but they try to put a fancy bow on things that don't deserve the fancy bow. The mayor of Lanigan here, Mayor Seabrick, and again, sorry if I'm pronouncing your name wrong. I have no idea.
Just keeping it real.
Just keeping it real with people.
Yeah.
And like, don't be a dumbass. You know what? That's great advice right now.
Like, it really is.
Before you do anything today, just go over in your head, would a dumbass do that? And if they would, then don't do that thing. I'd like to take credit for that joke, but Dwight Schrute actually did it on The Office. So his was idiot, though. His was the PG-13 version.
Right. Yeah. Don't be an idiot.
Sorry, Dwight Schrute. I stole that one from you. He's a fictional character, so I don't think he'll care. Time for the No Sports Sports Reports, which is brought to you by Campus Cove. Campus Cove, come for the slush puppies, stay for the kid who has been playing Dance Dance Revolution for 58 minutes. In the Northern Saskatchewan World of Warcraft Association, Daryl Thompson, his wife and his sister, and 37 other strangers went on a quest to stop the 9 bosses of the Molten Core. The first 8 bosses went down easy, but the 9th boss, Ragnaros, gave the team some trouble. Thompson's sister lost aggro when a melee DPS failed to remember that aggro gets reset every time the Wrath of Ragnaros is cast. How could you forget something simple like that? After a raid was planned to take out Ragnaros, but failed when he had just 2% health left. I have no idea what I just said, by the way. I literally just copied and pasted Daryl's email. Sounds like a fun time, though. Switching gears to board games, Rhonda Hennessy became the first person ever to win a game of Risk by not taking Australia super early in the game and loading up on reinforcements. If you have played Risk before, you know exactly what I'm talking about. If you want to win, you just hang out in Australia for 30 turns, build up your army, and let everyone else kill each other off. And then when they're all weak, you pounce. Not Rhonda. She took Europe first, which is right in the middle, and then Asia, which is the biggest continent, and then North America. Like, weird strategy. Experts are calling it the gutsiest win in the game's history. She really risked it for the biscuit.
Nice.
Wasn't that great? If you listen to Crew's Mornings a lot, you know that whenever Body Break, Hal Johnson and Joanne McLeod, whenever they're in the news, we talk about it.
Oh, yeah.
Any excuse to talk about Body Break. Even if Hal Johnson changes his profile picture on Facebook, we're like, oh, he changed his Facebook profile picture. I guess we can talk about Body Break now. Hal Johnson and Joanne McLeod, they made a nice little video about social distancing and how to stay safe in these weird and unprecedented times. Body Break.
Hi, I'm Hal Johnson.
And I'm Joanne McLeod.
We have a message about staying safe and healthy during the COVID-19 situation.
So here are three simple habits to help you in your day-to-day life.
Practice safe social distancing. And what that means is being approximately 2 meters apart in most situations.
If you have to cough or sneeze, make practice of doing it into your elbow.
And lastly, wash your hands with disinfectant soap. For how long? Well, sing happy birthday twice. Happy birthday to Hal. Happy birthday to Hal. Happy birthday, happy birthday. Happy birthday to Hal.
Yikes, Hal.
Wow.
I love Hal Johnson. I love his mustache. I love his windbreakers. I love everything about the guy. He's one of my heroes. But hearing him sing happy birthday to himself,
it's weird.
Might be the creepiest thing I've ever heard in my entire life.
Happy birthday to Hal. Happy birthday to Hal. Happy birthday, happy birthday. Happy birthday to Hal.
Especially because of the quick little bed in the background. Yeah. It just feels weird.
Got the heebie-jeebies right now, Hal. Ugh. Usually, when we do a PSA here on Cruise Mornings, a public service announcement, it's serious. Stop texting while you're driving, put on your seatbelts, turn on your lights when it's foggy outside. Those are the PSAs we like to stick to. But we have a silly PSA, an SPSA, if you will. We've been getting some texts for us to play Joe Exotic. He's the guy from The Tiger King, in case you haven't watched that documentary yet. And if you haven't watched it yet, you should. It's
ridiculous.
Just when you think it's hit its peak in weirdness, oh boy.
Yeah, it takes another turn.
Just keeps getting weirder and weirder. He's a country singer. And some of his songs...
Okay, air quotes, country singer.
Some of his songs aren't that bad.
It's not even him that sings it.
See, he's like the background singer.
The songs are written and performed by two other dudes, and he sings, and I quote, softly in the background.
It's basically like he's whispering.
It's basically like Milli Vanilli.
But he takes all the credit because he's Joe Exotic.
Anyway.
And a lot of people are like, can you play Here Kitty Kitty? No. Because, first of all, that's a song about Carol feeding her husband to tigers. So we're probably not going to play that song, just an FYI for you. Also, not a great hit, and we only play the greatest hits. So, sorry, Joe Exotic.
Yeah, sorry for all those requests, people.
And to be fair, it's only been like two requests.
But still, that's too many.
Yesterday might go down as the lamest April Fool's Day of all time, but there were a few pranks out there that people posted online.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to start with the bad ones that were kind of offside, or do you want to start with the good ones that gave us a laugh?
Always bad news first, and with good news.
Bad news bears, I like it.
I saw some bad pranks, and they were specifically related to the COVID situation. Obviously, children not in school, pretty much everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw a few pranks where parents were like, hey, kids, school's back in. Get dressed. You're going back to school.
Oh, that's
and
greasy.
Some of the kids were pumped because they missed their friends. They were like, wow, this is, you know, school's back. Awesome. So they're at the car, backpacks on, ready to go. And then the parents are like, ha ha, April Fools.
Oh,
and the kids cried.
Savage.
Sad cries of like real disappointment. I was not a fan of those ones.
Remember the Jimmy Kimmel prank where the day after Halloween,
the
parents
the candy?
Say, hey, we ate all of your candy.
That
sorry.
One's so funny.
Let's play the scenario game. You're 8 years old. Which prank would you rather have done to you? The school one? Because you haven't seen your friends in like 2 weeks and now you're pumped
candy.
To see them, or the candy one?
Candy.
You it's would rather have the candy one?
That's not as heartbreaking as like your friends and the return to normalcy. I'm being a real Debbie Downer here.
Agree to disagree. I'd way rather have the school one. Candy over friends, Stacey.
Okay.
Candy over friends.
See where your priorities lie.
Friends come and go, but candy will always be there for you. The best prank I saw yesterday, and the pranks I like are the simple ones mm-hmm. that take like no effort but have a huge payoff. Like,
yeah.
Just the really smart ones. Some people were making some juicy Facebook statuses yesterday. Like super juicy. Filled with gossip. They'd start off this story with like, someone dropped $400 at Walmart and I saw the person pick it up and then they were worried about COVID and they dropped it again and it kept going. And it's like, whoa, this is quite the story.
Yeah.
And when there's a long status on Facebook, it shortens it up and it gives you that see more link.
Yeah. Click on here to read
click
the full message.
Click on here to read the full thing. Well, what people were doing is they were just writing the story and then stopping it and typing see more. And then people thought it was an actual link. So I fell for this like 3 times yesterday. You just keep clicking on see more and you're like, wait. No, what? How come?
Aww.
They just and then I'm like, well done, well done.
But at least with that one, you're alone, right? Mm-hmm. You're not in front of others, so you're not like completely getting made a fool. You're just like, oh my god, I'm such an idiot.
And then on Facebook, you can be like, who would fall for this? Who'd be stupid enough to click that 17 times? I know
me.
I didn't. We talked about the snitch line a few days ago. If you see someone not paying attention to the rules when it comes to this whole COVID-19 thing, there's a hotline you can call and snitch on them.
People have dubbed it the snitch line, but there isn't actually like a number where it's like, have you seen your neighbor disobeying social distancing rules? Call 1-800-555-SNITCH. There's not an mm-hmm. actual line, but you can call the RCMP, that sort of thing, in Alberta specifically. So that's what it is for Saskatchewan. In Alberta, they do actually have a number, and it's Alberta Health Services Complaint Hotline. That's what's been blowing up. And they have had 4,000 complaints filed about alleged infractions against public health orders. Some of those have come in by phone, a mm-hmm. good chunk by phone, email. As well as there's like an online submission form.
Gotcha.
A few people probably wrote letters as well.
Mm-hmm. Very stern
terse.
Letters.
Stern and terse letters.
Terse.
Turn. That doesn't work. Regardless, can you imagine being one of the people who has to work that complaint hotline?
No. I would rather.
Kudos to them, because that's ridiculous.
I would rather be the social media manager for an airline company than have this job.
Ooh.
And being a social media manager for an airline company, imagine the complaints you would deal with. No one ever tweets out at an airline company, hey, great job, guys. It's always, hey, you ruined my vacation. Hey, you lost my luggage. Hey, you suck. Like, that's all it is. I'd rather do that than have this job. Because just seeing all the seeing and hearing all the dumb stuff people are doing in this situation, it'd be like,
well, it's interesting because it's not only the social distancing, like staying away from, you know, not having neighborhood parties, that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
It was also having facilities like hair salons, clothing stores, and gyms still open during the current situation, which is clearly a violation. So from that, a bunch of businesses were ordered to shut the doors.
Mm-hmm. Snitching. I just feel so uncomfortable about it. I know it's right in this situation, but I don't know if I could ever. I don't know if I could ever snitch. After watching The Wire, I really don't want to be a snitch.
Because snitches get stitches.
Working at home, lots of people doing that right now. And a lot of households have both parents working at home,
mm-hmm.
the mom and the dad. If you have kids, I can't even imagine how tough that is.
Different situation, hey?
We have a dog, and it's almost driving us nuts. It's like, oh, geez. Like, with 3 kids, this would be a nightmare. But there are some tips and advice out there on how to keep your cool, keep your sanity if both of you are working from home. home. And the big one is find your own space.
Establish your own space. Whether it's a, like some houses do have a proper office. Mm-hmm. I guess you'd have to rock, paper, scissors to see who gets the proper office. Yeah. But, you know, one person on the kitchen table, one in the office, make sure you have your own definitive spaces. Mm-hmm. You can't just both sit on the couch and type away on the computer because it's too distracting.
Well, after a while, too, you're going to get annoyed. Like, can you not push your space bar that hard?
Or
like,
sitting next to them while they're on a conference call. Exactly. You don't want to hear about what they're doing.
Yeah. And it may seem like you're trying to get away from them, but you're not. Mm-hmm. You want your own space and it's going to save you in the long run.
They also say to maintain boundaries and create a clear work schedule. Mm-hmm. So if you are literally with your spouse 9 to 5, say, you know what, from 9 to 11:30, I'm going to be in the office. We're going to have lunch together. Mm-hmm. Let's meet in the basement for a coffee break. That sort of thing. That mm-hmm. definitely helps. And then communication. If you have an issue, say it. Don't mm-hmm. just hold it in and go to bed angry.
Yeah.
Because that never works, right?
I actually look forward to my wife doing some work from home because it means I can go in the basement and play some video games. So she has been doing video conferences out the wazoo lately. Like,
yeah.
So many video conferences. And she's like, you probably don't want to hear all this stuff in the background. So, you know, you can just go downstairs. And I always do the, but I wanted to snuggle. You mean I have to go in the basement and play NHL? That's such a bummer. I hate this news so much. Bye. See ya.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.